This morning's 8 o'clock news bulletin here on Radio 4 was going just fine until quite near the end. Michael Buchanan reports.
It's as much a part of the staple middle-class English breakfast as Alpen, brown toast and the Daily Mail. A comprehensive, perfectly pronounced roundup of the morning's news. Usually.
American historians have discovered what they think is the earliest recording of the human voice, made on a device which scratched sound waves onto paper blackened by smoke. It was made in 1860, 17 years before Thomas Edison first demonstrated the gramophone, and featured an excerpt from a French song, Au clair de la lune.
As this is playing, someone tells Charlotte Green that while it might be historic, it actually sounds like a bee buzzing in a bottle.
The award-winning screenwriter Abby Mann has died at the age of 80. He won an Academy Award in 1961 for Judgment at Nuremberg. Abby Mann also won several Emmys, including one in 1973 for a film which featured a police detective called the character on whom a long-running TV series was eventually based.
It's 10 minutes past eight.
That it happened to Charlotte should not surprise regular listeners. She has form.
General Singerock's unpopular replacement has now been dismissed, with the Army's popular Chief of Staff, Jack Twatt, taking over.
A 40-foot sperm whale, which was stranded in the Firth of Forth for more than 4 days, is now thought to be swimming towards open waters again. It freed itself late last night. Marine experts are hoping to establish this morning whether the whale is finally back at sea.
But it is perhaps unfair to single out Charlotte's indiscretions. After all, who hasn't been flummoxed on air?
When you try your best, but you don't succeed.